Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Pastor Corey, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks, Corey. I called you because yesterday it dawned on me that as much as I'm hearing from all of the elected officials and angry people on both sides, et cetera, I think that you and I and everybody in Chicago needs to hear the voices of the city's churches. I think you have the ear of the protesters, and also you have the ear of some of the people that are looting. Am I right about that? And what are you all saying, Corey?
Yeah, you know, it's very unfortunate that looting is taking place and that people are destroying people's personal properties because it really is a dishonor to George Floyd. But I do believe things are going to turn around. I do believe things are going to get better. And I'm starting to see that even this morning. It looks like things are turning around for the good.
Why do you say that? What's giving you hope?
Well, yesterday it was a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, a lot of property had been destroyed, a lot of trash and stuff was in the streets, and stores had been trashed. But today, this morning, thankfully, streets and sanitation is out everywhere, all over the South Side, and they're cleaning up. And so some of the work that we were planning to do today we didn't even have to do because they had done such a wonderful job and making sure that they cleaned up the city. And so we're really grateful and thankful for that.
Where are you talking about? Englewood? Whereabouts?
We're in the Woodline, Englewood area. And all along Stony and Jeffrey, all of that is cleaned up. And so the jewel stores, the Walgreens, the dollar stores, the AutoZones that had been destroyed, where there had been a lot of clutter out in the streets, is now, you know, totally, they're boarded up and it looks a lot better. And we're grateful and thankful for that. So that's one good thing that the mayor has made sure was done. And I'm really, really, we were really surprised, but we're thankful.
Did you witness some of that, Corey?
Yeah, well, I witnessed the looting. I witnessed the trash in the streets and the clutter all around. And I witnessed this morning. I saw streets and sanitation workers out early cleaning up stuff. And they're even out now on our block on 67th and King Drive right there at South Chicago cleaning. And so they're doing a good job at bringing it back together.
Pastor, it's Steve in the newsroom. If the bad guys continue to use the good guys, the protesters, as cover for damage, would there come a point where you would encourage the positive protesters just to stay home?
No, I wouldn't. You know, we got to continue to be a voice for the voiceless, and we have to continue to put pressure for change, legislative change. But we also have to put pressure on those antagonists, those individuals who are coming into Chicago and our downtown areas and now into our inner city areas and causing and wreaking havoc. We have to put pressure on them to stop it. So if we all go in the house, if all the good guys go in the house, then it's just going to leave a bad place for those who are doing all those behaviors to keep doing it. We have to put pressure on them and we have to stop them.
Yeah,
whatever it takes to stop them.
I don't know, Corey. I think you're giving them cover. I think that the even best intended people are enabling the worst intended people to do some of the things they're doing.
Yeah, I think some of that could be true, but I think we have to do like the video that I saw. I guess the guy in Pittsburgh, like he was breaking up bricks and throwing rocks, but they came together and they stopped him from doing that. I think we have to do the same thing. We got to come together and we got to stop individuals from destroying property.
Tell me, I got to take a break, Corey. You got another minute?
Oh yeah, I got time.
Pastor Corey Brooks is on a phone line. The Rooftop Pastor is also the founder of New Beginnings Church on the South Side and executive director of Project Hood. I want to ask Corey to answer the question, what do you tell those people that are doing those things? And maybe you've got a question or comment, too. I want to hear from you, 312-981-7200. Pastor Corey Brooks is on the phone line. I've been giving you three titles when I introduce you. What is first and foremost, New Beginnings?
Yeah, New Beginnings Church, absolutely. Pastor.
You're not still on a rooftop, are you?
Definitely not. The day would be a terrible day to be on a roof. It's going to be about 88, 90 degrees, so I'm definitely not on the roof today.
Folks are calling in just about a variety of things, and I'll ask you to be part of this conversation, Pastor, but tell me what you would say to the people that are creating mayhem.
Well, I would say stop. I would tell them, listen, you're not productive. You're not helping us with the cause at hand. You're dishonoring George Floyd's name. And not only that, you're using our pain for your gain. And we're not going to tolerate it, and we're going to do whatever we can to stop those individuals. So if I were them, I would definitely stop and not participate in those activities because it's not going to come out favorable in the end.
Terrence, you wanted to say what? You're on WGN. Talk to us, Terrence. What's on your mind?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm a black man. I'm 44 years old. I've been wrongfully detained, pulled over by the police. I understand the sentiment of everyone that's frustrated right now. What I don't understand is the destruction that is going on as they're trying to relate it to it. And yesterday during a news conference, I heard the mayor and superintendent both tell us not to believe what your eyes were seeing. And what I mean by that is they say that they had people out patrolling and making sure that places basically were being policed when they weren't. You know, a lot of shopping centers just decimated.
Yeah.
I was out yesterday because I wanted to see the stuff for myself. I stayed in the house on Sunday once I got word what was going on. I drove past a place on 119th and Halsted, and there were looters and Family Dollar coming in and out of the place. My wife immediately got on the phone, called the police. We were in the car. We were rolling along. 10 minutes passed, and no one came to the phone. We saw a group of police officers on 111th in Michigan, and she told them what was happening. They told us that they didn't have enough people to send over there. They knew about it. So from that point, we're in the car, we're rolling, and we get to 95th and Western. And from 95th and Western up to 119th and Western, every four blocks, we saw at least 6 to 12 officers clustered together. So I don't understand how they can tell us that they were being equitable in the deployment of these policemen.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. I can imagine your frustration. I'm sure it's no consolation that they beat up Cicero in Naperville, which is a white affluent community to the west, and so you're not alone in watching cops not being able to stamp out these fires. But I think it was more egregious on the south and west side. That sure is what it looks like. That sure is what it looks like.
It's no consolation, but I just wanted to stop. And for them to say that, you know, they're standing down in so many words because they're outnumbered, what happens if the looters, and people might say this is far-fetched, but what happens if the looters decide to turn their focus onto individual homes? You got 60 people running in and out of houses. Are the police just going to stand by and let that go down too? I'm just in an uneasy state of mind right now.
I know you are, Terry. I appreciate the phone call. You hang in there, man.
Thank you.
Have a good day. What do you say about all that, Pastor?
Well, I hear his frustration, and I understand it, but I want to give him some hope. I think it's going to turn around. I think today and tomorrow are going to be major days where you're going to see a lot of the looting, you know, die down. One, because they basically have looted everything, and so a lot of things are gone. And two, I think the presence of more police along with the military is going to help the situation.
You want the National Guard down there, Pastor?
I tell you, if we had another weekend like we had this past weekend, I would say absolutely. Whatever it takes to stop the looting and the rioting, you know, we have to do it. Otherwise, our whole community would be destroyed. And like he said, we don't want people invading people's homes. They've gone far enough. And so whatever it takes to keep people safe and to keep people alive, unfortunately, that's what we would have to do. I don't want to see it happen. I would hate to see it happen. But if we have another weekend like this past weekend, it would definitely have to happen.
I'm going to call you back in a little bit, if not today, tomorrow. I'm going to go back to the mayor's press conference. But you stay well, Pastor.
All right. Thank you. You too, John. Thanks for having me on the show.